The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Let me check my show notes right here. Yes, it says I'm your middle brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin. I don't need show notes. I got my name from my mommy and daddy at birth, and that's the one I've stuck with using, so I don't need show notes like Travis did. Justin, no. Did you have an intro? You kind of just barreled into this.
Yeah, we had barely finished syncing up our count, and you were just like, I don't know. What's that mean? Where are we? What's happening? Set the scene.
It's just, I'm looking at the movie release calendar, and I'm just pretty excited about all the upcoming releases we got coming to movie theaters.
I mean, is this a watch? Are we watching? Are we watching
for the future watches.
All right.
Yeah, we're watching The Watchmen.
What's the slate look like ahead of us?
I want to talk about the upcoming slate in the context of this.
Cool.
Will people risk getting COVID-19 to go see it? First up, War with Grandpa.
Huh. Tell me about War with Grandpa.
Wait, can I guess? I'm just going to guess. Is Johnny Knoxville in it?
No, you're thinking of Bad Grandpa. This is not a sequel. Although, if I'm going to go to war with a grandpa, it's going to be a bad one.
Right? I'd feel terrible going to war with a nice grandpa.
Is this in the Fockers verse?
Oh, good question. No.
Shit. Robert De Niro is Ed.
He did one with that Zac Efron, right? Where he was a bad grandpa.
Yes, but in this one, he's a bad grandpa who's going to war with, the tagline for this one is old school versus new cool. And there's a boy.
Say it again.
Old school versus new cool.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure. I realize they're different movies in reality, but I'm pretty sure that could also have been the tagline for the Robert De Niro Zac Efron movie.
Or Grumpy Old Men, or Grumpier Old Men, or Road
Or Meet the Fockers?
Wild Hogs.
Was Fockers especially
you
cool?
You could use it for Fockers. You could use it for Camp Nowhere. You could use it. Here's the thing, because I'm so glad this tagline's out there enticing people with this fucking Pied Piper siren song into these COVID-filled theaters, that they finally popularized the phrase new cool. I'm saying that on regular. I'm always saying like, oh, did you check out... this guy on Instagram's cool. His board shorts. That's the new cool, baby.
What happened to Robert De Niro? Do you think that he went from like, in Oscar-winning movies, and I assume he has won an Oscar. I don't know for sure. To then just like, from now on, I'm gonna play the grandpa. I'm just gonna play, and not even the grandpa in Oscar contender movies, but I'm gonna play him in like college comedies. Where maybe there's like a spring break scene or the whole movie spring break. That's me. That's Robert De Niro now.
None of what you're saying makes any difference whatsoever because I'm going to talk about Oaks Fegley.
What?
Oaks Fegley. I'm not even sure.
Oaks Fegley.
Is that the name of a movie or a person or
Oaks
a place?
Oaks Fegley is going to war with Grandpa.
Wait, it's a person?
You may remember him from some previous roles like Boy, Paul. Young Brian.
I love
Young Brian.
Young Brian's funny.
I'm literally just reading. This is his credits. You ready? This is just names. Boy, yep. Michael, Paul, Young Judd, Young Elias Thompson, Young Brian, Pete, Ben, Boy, Lil Josh, Young Theo Decker, Peter, Jeffrey, Tommy Callahan. War with Grandpa, he's playing Peter, and Pete's Dragon played Pete, so I don't know if we're continuing the Peterverse. Maybe this is the verse that we're taking part in.
Peterverse, Fockerverse, crossover film.
Do you guys see that Pete's Dragon movie, by the way?
No.
F- first 30 seconds, total party kill. They just, like, aside from Pete, Pete lives, but they show you the car accident that takes away his parents.
Okay.
That's, it's a super cool Batman-esque move that shows you how Pete became the Dark Knight.
That's unfortunate, but Pete's getting his revenge in this one because he's going to war with Grandpa.
Oh, no, my parents died in a car accident. Now it's time to kill my grandpa.
His parents are very much alive.
Oh, in this, so this film, is a prequel.
The second tagline of this one, it says, old school versus new cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, fuck, baby. I got chills again, man.
The war with Grandpa, there's another...
There's another tagline.
Oh,
I thought you were saying that was the second tagline too, as if to say, like, did you hear that the first time? How good is this?
The second tagline is a comedy for the whole family.
Huh.
Fucking good. Yeah.
Fucking good. And then the third tagline by Justin McElroy is fucking everybody slumming it in this one, because you've got Uma Thurman,
oh boy,
married to Rob Riggle.
Oh boy.
As the parents of Peter, who have given away Peter's room to Robert De Niro, the salty Ed. He's going to war. Cool. He's going to war with this kid.
Man, for a second, I was kind of hoping that it was literal. I'm saying it's starting to shape up like a Home Alone kind of war, where probably pranks and such. But I wanted it to be like maybe Robert De Niro's character was the dictator of one country, and a young boy ascended to the throne of another country, and he had to go to war with his own grandfather. And it was a very touching Oscar bait piece.
Well, Dennis the Menace sort of, there's a super precedent established by Dennis the Menace, who did perpetrate war crimes on poor old Walter Matthau, or at least an actor who looked a lot like Walter Matthau.
No, it was Walter Matthau, and sometimes I think about that scene where he puts chiclets in as his fake front teeth. Yeah. That was briefly, really sad.
That's the new cool.
That's the new cool. That's the super resident. Walter Matthau was recently elected our nation's first super president. Huh. He is in charge of the other president, and he is dead. Cheech Marin's in this one.
Oh, boy.
Jane Seymour, Christopher Walken.
Cool, wow. Man. They're not making any other movies, huh? Is this the only movie they were making?
I guess you get a call and you're like, I guess I'll be in the war with Grandpa.
Nice, dude.
That's the script.
Dude, that was fucking
My
choice.
Agent, is my... there any other movie?
What is this? I could be a cyborg.
Oh, that was Jane Seymour. Sorry.
Travis sounds like a tape recorder that's being thrown down a flight of stairs. I am happy to take a role.
That was my impression of Torgo.
I'm going to war with Grandpa.
So, my problem...
2,725 IMDb users have rated this film already. They are sitting at 5.3 in just... their excitement, or I guess pleasure, that they've already derived from the promotional materials surrounding the war with Grandpa. Is that fair to say?
Yep. I think, man, here's the thing, is that you got De Niro, you got Walken. This movie sounds like it's going to have a lot of sort of mature themes. These two fellas are always doing films with mature themes, so I'd love to take my family to this film, but I have no evidence to point me towards the conclusion that this film would be satisfactory for me to watch with my whole family.
Yeah, I'm with Griffin on this one. It kind of seems like this might be fun for some of my family, maybe the older kids, or they're downplaying it and it's just good for the younger kids.
What's amazing is I can actually break these ratings, IMDb ratings, down by demographic. So if we zoom in, if we enhance here, kids under 18 are giving this one a 6.3.
Okay.
Adults older than 45 are giving it a 5.2.
Okay.
So the kids are saying, yes, I would like to go to war with Grandpa. And the grandparents are saying, actually, I would prefer that we not go to war.
Well, they know.
If I'm not mistaken, Justin, this is out of 10. So saying that 6.3 is I would like to go is awful generous.
It's a sort of cautious, in theory, I would like to go to war with Grandpa.
Yes. It's as if to say, I'm afraid of what the other options might be. If this is the best one, then yes. But if there's something better, I would like to do that, please.
This is the episode. Let's really get into the war with Grandpa. It's called the War with Grandpa. Which seems to intimate a a back and forth, a firing of, just looking at the trailer here, prank salvos that seem to escalate fairly quickly. Here's Robert De Niro putting foam sealant on his face instead of shaving cream. That would tear the man's flesh. That would rend the grandpa's
That's an emergency
flesh.
Room.
That's
right
emergency there. Room for sure, for sure. Apparently, he sneaks a very big poisonous snake into his bed while he's sleeping. So now that's attempted murder. This film, it would be pretty fucking wild and also not suitable for me to bring my whole family to if the grandpa reciprocates even once. This is a war on grandpa. Grandpa is not going to pull out a aluminum baseball bat like, now my fucking turn. It's not going to do it. He's just going to take his licks, I guess.
Now, here's the thing, though, Griffin. I would give an Oscar to a movie in which a child mercilessly pranks, and I'd say prank with quotes around it, an old man, and those pranks include poisonous snakes and such.
Yeah.
And the old man is just like, please, I just came for a visit because I love my family. I just wanted to spend time with my grandkid and get to know you. Why are you doing this?
Maybe the title is actually not, maybe the prank war is like the first 5 minutes, and then 7 minutes in, Oaks Fegley gets drafted into the war
with
the robots, and he has to go to war with his grandpa.
Okay.
Like that's fine.
They're both conscripted into the battle against AI, and he has to go to war with his grandpa also.
Okay, here's my fanfic for the movie.
All right.
Okay, the prank war, that's the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Okay.
And then grandpa says, you know, this isn't the first war I've been in.
Okay.
And Oaks Fegley says, what do you mean, grandpa? And so then grandpa starts telling him about the Great War that he fought in.
And we could,
and Oaks
we
Fegley
could
is there with him.
We could fill that in with like whatever war is
right.
like.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Hot, the, we'll focus group that one.
It's timeless. When
we remake this movie.
Yeah. And so then Oaks Fegley is like there with his grandfather as the grandfather is like telling him the story. And you see young grandpa, which is what we'll call the character, and like his time in probably France. I'm just assuming France.
When he's young grandpa, can we just call him dad?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's drinking a lot of absinthe. And then basically it just becomes like Moulin Rouge.
Oh, fun.
And that it's fun for the whole family.
That's where we get the family fun aspect.
Right.
I do see a clip in this trailer between the knocking him off a roof while he's dressed as Santa Claus and putting a poisonous snake in his bed where the grandpa and this grandson give a hug to each other. And I'm not sure where in the sequence of events that's going to fit in, but it's the fun for the family is here and it's new, cool for it's new cool.
Well, you have to imagine the movie ends with them reconciling, right? Or does it end with them like, I still fucking hate your guts?
I don't know, man.
This movie was finished
and
ready to be released February 23rd, 2018.
Ooh, it had to mature in the bottle.
Ooh. We gotta let this one age a little.
Ooh, this one's a barrel-aged comedy. Get that oaky finish.
It's got peaty notes. Oh, wait,
ooh.
It does. It has Pete's dragon notes.
I wish I could be there with Bobby, when he opens the newspaper and sees that big one sheet in Variety.
Uh-huh.
It's like, go see the war with Grandpa. And he has to sit there and just stare at it for five solid minutes.
Wait, didn't I already put this movie out?
And then he'll just quietly say to himself, there's no fucking way I did this movie. This does not seem right.
Did they let me make three of these? How many
did
of these movies I make?
I told them that hologram Robert De Niro was to be used only in case of national emergency, not for films like The War with Grandpa.
Oh, no. I'm seeing here on IMDb in the trivia that this movie is made all with deleted scenes from Cool Grandpa.
Okay.
Where, yeah, it's, they the Oaks Fegley was just reacting to footage that they already had.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yeah. Oh, and a little bit, it says here, just a little bit of baby Fockers.
just a touch.
Just
drizzling
a
of baby Fockers. Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. He was in there just sort of sky captain in the world of tomorrowing, just kind of pranking a tennis ball. But they put in De Niro using Adobe After Effects.
Yeah.
Anybody could do that. My kid could do that. That's
and
easy.
They had me do the ADR.
They had Travis do the ADR. Travis, give me some. Travis, say like you just
of
threw. Say like.
Hey, Hey, is this a snake in my bed? What? There's a fucking snake in my fucking bed? You little fucking piece of shit trying to kill me?
Yeah, it says that in the script that leaked on GitHub. And yeah. Can you read that one line that's like, you're going to throw a beehive at my penis? Can you say that line?
Yeah. You're going to throw a fucking beehive in my penis so the bees sting my balls?
Do it PG-13. Okay. I love the sting in the ball stuff. It's so funny.
Okay.
Because this film is for the whole family. So we cannot actually show balls.
I'll allude to it. Okay.
We want to paint the image. So it's like a Pixar thing where you can say a dirty thing and then the parents will get it and think about like sexy stuff.
Got it. Okay. Let me try again.
Try again, but don't curse so much.
You're going to throw a fudging beehive at my fudging genitals so that they sting my old man testicles?
No, it's a little too clinical. I just really want to
Okay, let me try
size.
Again. Can I try
just
again?
Don't say fucking and don't say fudging. This is real now.
Okay. What, you're going to throw that GD? Is that okay?
I got it. You know what? Go back to saying fucking and we'll fix it.
Okay. What are you, fucking asshole? Is that better? No? Okay,
you?
Hold on.
The line there that you gave, and that was an inspired read, is what are you, fucking asshole? And it's
what
like,
are
not,
you? You f- okay, I left
it's,
that
it's incoherent, but at this point, his balls have been so stung so terribly by these hornets.
Oh, these fucking bees are stinging my fucking old balls, and I'm here trying to flirt with this lady at this pool party, and you threw these fucking bees at me, and I'm going into anaphylactic shock. I can't breathe, and you took my EpiPen, and you smoked it like a vape, and now I'm dying because of my allergic reaction to these fucking bees stinging my fucking balls. Hey,
guys, the reviews are in on this fucking movie. The War with Grandpa, everyone is talking about it. Somehow it has over 70 ratings on Google. Just to give you some of the highlights, here's a four-star review from Anthony. This is out of five. I should mention
this. Oh, wow.
So I could have liked it a little bit more. One of the funnier movies I watch these days. Mm. Reminiscent of the epic Home Alone series, I thoroughly enjoyed the gentle comedy, which I bet is fucking right on the money. Provoked.
We've already established there's a scene with a snake in the bed.
I thoroughly enjoyed the gentle comedy provoked by the war between a grandpa and a sixth grader grandson. Yeah. There's enmity without malice and revenge without vengeance. I don't know why he became fucking William Faulkner halfway through this review, but here we are. Lovely little family movie.
If anyone ever referred to our jokes and the things that we do on these shows as gentle comedy, I feel like that would be a pretty huge letdown for me. I feel like I'm not saying we're, you know,
edgy.
We're edgy. I don't think that that's true, although we did do an extended bit about throwing a beehive at Robert De Niro's reproductive organs.
Genitals.
I think we're just sort of normal comedy. I don't know what gentle comedy entails.
He misspelled genital.
Does that mean that it's just not funny? And it's like, is that what gentle comedy is?
It's a thinker.
It is funny because Barrage says, this movie was hilarious. Loved it throughout. Funny all the way. A total time killer. And
Hold on there.
A great movie to watch with family and have a great time together. This movie will make you laugh a lot. A total family entertainer.
Cool.
Now, a TFE, a total family entertainer. Always looking for those. Now, here's what I will say. If someone was describing something I had made and they were like, oh, so funny, so wonderful, really killed some time, I think that last one would take away from the first two.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I liked the way that when I sat down to watch it, it was one time. And when I was finished watching it, it was a later time. And I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed how time continued its linear flow. Here's one, a 5-star review. You hardly get to watch movies like that these days.
Well,
loved it. I had all the favorite casts there.
Where are they watching this movie? Is it out? Can I watch it?
I don't think so.
How come they get to watch it?
Here's one. It's 3 stars out of 5. Now, this is kind of the other side of the coin, which we've been very positive about War with Grandpa.
I don't
want to
hear any bad shit about War with Grandpa. Yeah.
Movie for kids only. Or maybe a family. Some good laughs.
Maybe a family of kids.
So good.
Like a you know, Camp like Nowhere the, thing.
You know, like the Herdmans from Worst Christmas Pageant Ever, that kind of deal.
Yeah, you get
they
it.
Like it. Some good laughs and typical comedy performance. And damn, Robert De Niro is very old.
Does this say that? Don't be ageist to Robert De Niro.
Robert
Google.
De Niro is very old, but still kicking.
Still okay. Kicking ass or still like...
There is that. There's that prolonged scene I'm watching in the trailer now where Robert De Niro just kicks that kid a lot.
Yeah.
That's probably what he's referring to.
It's actually, here's one 5-star review. 5 out of 5 stars.
Greatest movie ever.
It's actually a pretty good movie. Huh. Love the scenes between Grandpa and his grandchildren, which I would assume for what I've gathered has got to be the majority of yeah. the scenes, right?
They were very sparing with the interactions betwixt grandpa and grandson. Sprinkled it in.
This is just a total family entertainer.
Total family entertainer. Angie says, I love this movie. Also, the characters are really pretty.
Huh.
All right.
But not the actors, huh? The characters.
Like their
maybe
hearts.
they have an inner beauty.
I think that's maybe what we're talking about.
You can see the twinkle in Oaks Fegley's eye. Mm. Is that a first name or first and last, by the way?
It's a symbol. It's like a
I'm gonna go down the quick hit of all these other 5-star reviews. Awesome movie after so long, especially in COVID. I like honestly that one because it's like, listen, if the COVID shit hadn't happened, I probably would not be enjoying this flick. But right now, it's about all I can stomach. So yes, yeah. Good on that front. Yes, good, gentle.
It's love like it. It, you know, in the scene where it's just like I've been crawling through the desert forever, and I find like a stagnant pond, and I'm so excited. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like well, I wouldn't drink that day to day.
It's not just me crawling through the desert, Travis. It's my whole fucking gosh dang family.
Yeah.
And then we find not one
Griffin's
oasis.
Family of kids. Griffin's Fagin style family yeah. of kids.
His little town style of kids.
It is many oases. A total family entertainer, Travis. Like bring into noise, bring into funk. A total entertainment package like Blue Man Group, baby.
No one's upset by Blue Man Group, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll find
movie.
Out.
Someone is. Hey, do you guys think Blue Man Group has done a Zoom yet? Do you think they're doing private Zooms?
Probably after, just with right? each other.
Excellent movie. Good. Love it.
That's like they got asked by Google as they were trying to get to work on time. Like Google's like, hey, real quick, what'd you think? Yeah, it was good. It was a good movie. Yeah.
James Hare says, Book's Butthole. Don't know what that
wait,
means.
Wait. One more time?
Book's Butthole. Two words.
Wait, like this movie is a book's butthole? Or?
Let's dive
this
in. Movie let's is a explore book's butthole.
Or maybe the book that Or with Grandpa is based on.
Grandpa's War.
The last review here, 5 stars from 3 days ago. And this is actually, it seems to sum it up. Good, but could be more, all caps, fun. Good.
Uh-huh.
But could be more fun. I don't think it looks like it could be any more fun.
Do you think Grandpa dies in this movie?
Yes.
No, absolutely.
Ooh.
Okay. See, I don't actually think so.
Oh, interesting. No, I think I think this whole movie might just be a ploy to get people to be on better terms with their grandparents. Mm-hmm. And I think it's that this boy just completely just savages this older gentleman.
Okay.
And then not because of a prank. I'm not saying that the boy like pushes him off a ladder as he's dressed as Santa Claus and he falls, although he does do that, or like he puts a poisonous snake in his bed and the snake bites him and he dies from that. Although he does do that also, unrelated thing. And then the boy's like, man, I should have been cooler to him.
Here's what I think happens.
Yeah, sure.
All that prank stuff, everything we see in the trailer, that's the first 5 minutes. And then the grandfather gets bit by a snake and dies. And the boy is so sad that he goes to heaven to fight the angels to bring back his grandfather's soul. Much like And it's been a while since I've seen it, but what I'm pretty sure happens in What Dreams May Come.
It's what happens in What Dreams May Come is what happens in Dante's Inferno. It's what happens in the Poisonwood Bible. This movie is a movie. It's a total family entertainer. It's also a total literary omnibus.
Yeah.
The boy goes to war with God to bring back his grandfather's soul. And it's fun for the whole family.
Teams up with fucking Constantine? Yep.
Yeah.
Baby.
Fuck yes.
Me? Fuck yes.
Oh God, yes. Oh, and maybe there's a fallen angel trying to get his wings back. It's a whole thing. Oh fuck, I'm excited for this movie, you guys.
Guys, speaking of this movie, I don't want to like diminish because I think that things are often made more beautiful by their imperfections, but I did want to jump into some goofs.
Okay.
Oh, man.
The internet, you know.
Yeah.
Sherlocks are already out at this
pick,
one.
Pick.
Nitpick. And I think, but you know what? You know what I like about these goofs, though?
What? Justin?
It's giving me an early look at the war with Grandpa because I'm getting a sneak peek into some of the scenes before me. A common American is able to watch and enjoy this.
Yeah. Oh, do they release this in like France?
Perhaps. I mean, there's all these reviews and goofs. Let's see. We got a couple character errors. Ed is told at Jerry's friend's funeral that he died in his sleep while skydiving. While this is a funny joke, in real life, all parachutes for sport jumping are equipped with an automatic activation device. Designed to activate the parachute to open if the user becomes unconscious or is otherwise unable to deploy the parachute when getting too close to the ground.
Who wrote this? So now, what stupid fucking idiot wrote this movie?
Yeah. Can I point out a goof in that goof?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking goof. If he died in his sleep, he's dead before he hits the ground. It doesn't matter if the parachute goes off or not, you goof.
Yeah, if he explodes into old jelly, then it's like,
I'm saying he's dead before he hits the ground. Yeah,
so I would love to know how they did the analytics on that one. But yes, Travis, that's an excellent point.
Can I say this? Can I say this, though? It is fucking funny.
Right?
It's funny.
He died in his sleep. Oh, while skydiving. Boing.
Okay, this next one's good. Ed tells his... What is this fucking movie? Ed tells his granddaughter that, quote, pretty much every foundation I dug, I found a marble or two. And, quote, if you count all those marbles in the glass jar, you'll know how many houses I built. Pretty much implies he did not find a marble at the start of every house. And for the others, he found one or two, which means he found one, two, or more. Circumstances which would not give even a rough count of the number of houses he built, let alone an accurate one.
I think the jury will find. I don't want to pick holes in Mr. De Niro's film, but... What the fuck? Why would there be marbles just...
So this film opens with a different grandpa's funeral. So there's got to be a grandchild who goes...
Who's won his war.
Who's won his war, or at the very least experienced it, who goes to Pete's Dragon, and he's like, I'm telling you, I'm going to live with this weight, this guilt for the rest of my fucking days on this earth. Don't do it, Pete's Dragon.
Shit.
Yeah, but he does it anyway.
This movie is a backdoor sequel to Problem Child.
Yeah.
Okay.
That kid is like, I murdered my grandpa and it's great. I get all the like sweets and treats I want.
Yeah. Also inspired by the Poisonwood Bible.
Problem Child.
Got a couple of real quick plot holes. I'm skipping continuity.
Boy. Okay.
Ed demonstrates his ignorance of simple electronic devices such as the self-checkout, an iPad, and a drone. If I can take a second just to... kind of keep my sides from splitting. I just got to say that's fucking sounds funny.
Yeah.
Yet he somehow manages to log on to his grandson's presumably password protected computer, find the game his grandson has been playing, enter it, locate, and subsequently destroy the castle he has been building for 3 years.
Oh
my God.
I got to see this flick. That sounds great.
I know, right? I got to see the seat. I just want one time in my life to see the old raging bull get in there and tear down some kid's Minecraft castle. That's where he's at now.
Oh boy.
Am I talking to you? Not while I'm gaming. Hey, kid, I ate all your redstone. I figured out a way to eat all your redstone. I ate it all. No more switches for you, huh? Forget the Bob.
I made your Fortnite guy do the forbidden dances and got you banned.
Now I'm Twitch streaming. But that's just for me. It's not part of the prank.
And this is where I think we should probably put a pin in the intro and move on with the show after this. But I have one more plot hole.
Okay, great, great.
And this may be actually getting into a little bit of spoiler territory.
Okay, so skip ahead about 10 minutes.
Skip ahead 10 to 15 minutes.
After make it 20. Make it 20.
Just stop listening.
We're going to have the money zone soon, so don't actually skip
ahead. Okay, just start listening to it at like 5x speed.
Justin has to say that to keep the advertisers happy, but I want you to go into this film with fucking virgin ears and eyes and a heart and soul of a child's mind. So don't listen to this next fucking part, no matter what you do. It's cursed. I'm going to put a ring curse on this next 20 minutes.
Okay. Nice.
Don't interrupt me for a second, okay? After the many accidents at the birthday party, Sally is angry with Ed for citing the war as being the cause of all the events that transpired. Mm-hmm. However, almost everything major that happened at that event, with the exception of the ejector seat chair, started as a direct result of a rat chewing through a cable and is not connected with the war at all. Therefore, not his nor his grandson's fault.
This sounds like fun for the whole family.
It sounds like a fucking total family entertainer is what it sounds
There's
like.
There's a fucking rat chewing a camel that makes an ejector seat go off. You know an ejector seat at a party. Fuck, that's funny.
It's really funny, and I'm kind of losing
old
it.
Old school versus new cool. Get it in theater. I still don't even want to joke and say that part.
No. This one's coming. Yeah, so that's our first movie in the intro segment that was supposed to be one of many films we've talked about. The War with Grandpa is coming. Don't see it in theaters. It's going to be out October 9th, 2020. You know, you've waited 2 years to see this flick without knowing it. I think you could probably wait until it's out on home viewing options. And that is our first ad. And now let's move on to some more ads in the Money Zone.
If you want to hire a family to watch War with Grandpa with you, you're going to need ZipRecruiter.
I don't think ZipRecruiter will.
Yeah, let me just put a quick disclaimer here. I don't know that you can hire a family through ZipRecruiter. But if you could hire a family, ZipRecruiter would be the place to do it, right? Because it's hard to find the right person. And if it's hard for you, why not switch to ZipRecruiter? You can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/mybrother. ZipRecruiter will send you the best candidates for the role you're looking for in around 5 minutes or so. And you can hire them the next day if you want to. And with results like that, it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try it for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/mybrother. That's ZipRecruiter.com/mybrother.
So let's say you're watching The War with Grandpa.
Okay.
And you're seeing the iconic scene where Robert De Niro, Ed, as we know,
Salty Ed.
Salty Ed is in his fucking cardigan and cabbie cap and
looking so choice.
He looks fucking good. Baggy. He looks cool.
he looks cool. He looks sexy. And you're like, I want to get that look. Yep. I want to get the War with Grandpa look. Let me suggest that you turn to Stitch Fix. It's a personal styling company that makes getting the clothes you love effortless.
Yep.
It's a completely different way to shop. It's all about you every time. To get started, go to stitchfix.com/mybrother and you set up a profile. You say, like, what kind of clothes budget you're working with, or which scene of War with Grandpa you want most closely to emulate with your fashion.
If you want to just give them a time code, they could probably just like pluck the outfit right there and just say like, oh, okay, I can look right at the second you are looking and get that exact outfit.
They will sync with War with Grandpa to find the exact look, or maybe maybe you're not trying to get a style based on a look from War with Grandpa. Maybe you need an outfit that's appropriate for having a War with Grandpa watch party with the rest of your COVID pod.
Absolutely.
Well, then might I suggest that you go to Stitch Fix and get that look too. They can help you out with whatever. Anything that you don't like, you put it back in the packaging. It's free. Returns are free.
Exchanges are free. So you just keep the stuff that you love and there's no subscription required. And I think you're really going to like it. We're all big fans here, and I think it's time for you to give it a shot. So get started today at stitchfix.com/mybrother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/mybrother.
Hey, you like movies? What about coming up with movie ideas over the course of an hour? Because that's what we do every week on Story Break, a writer's room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to come up with a pitch for a movie or TV show based off of totally zany prompts.
Like that time we reimagined Star Wars based on our phone's autocomplete.
Luke Skywalker is a family man and it's Star Wars, but it's a good idea.
Okay, how about that time we broke the story of a bunch of Disney Channel original movies based solely on the title and the poster?
Okay, Sarah Hyland is a 50-foot woman. Let's just go with it, guys. Okay,
or the time we finally cracked the Adobe Photoshop feature film.
Stamp tool is your Woody, and then the autofill is the new Buzz Lightyear.
Join us as we have a good time imagining all the movies Hollywood is too cowardly to make. Story Break comes out every Thursday on Maximum Fun. I don't know why I'm using this voice now.
Question or Yahoo?
Well, here I feel like we need to, I have to make an apology, and maybe you guys can join in too, because I feel like we've been talking a lot about War with Grandpa, but we've been talking a lot about how it's fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
And I feel like we should clarify, like, that includes found family. You know what I mean? Because not everybody has a good relationship. Maybe your grandpa is more of like a Doc Brown scenario where you have like a found grandpa you want to go to war with. Yeah. And I just want to make it clear that, like, I think it's fun for the whole found family as well. I just don't want, you know, you're sitting there with maybe it's your roommates or, you know, like your coven or like, you know, just your high school friends who you're still really tight with and you talk about how good you did in the big game. Like, no matter who it is, right, I think literally everyone will enjoy watching War with Grandpa. I think that this movie is really going to bring people back together after we've been pulled apart by COVID.
Yeah, that's actually a great point, Travis. You got to remember that when you're watching War with Grandpa at your house, you're actually watching it with everybody else on planet Earth that is also enjoying this film. Yeah. And that's something that you can't get for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody came from the same sort of Adam and Eve, so we're all family if you think about it.
Yep.
Griffin, that's so true.
Uh-huh.
That's so true.
We all came up out of Abraham, so we're all family. We all family.
Yeah, all came up.
Yep.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And you know, I think maybe we should do like a widely synchronized. Now, I'm not saying me. I'm saying the world. This is the whole world should just all watch War with Grandpa at the exact same time.
I think that could be cool.
I'd like to buy the world a limited time streaming copy of War with Grandpa for them to enjoy. And then we'd all be united. You know?
Yeah. And can I put like a little cool spin on it?
Yeah.
We're not going to schedule that time. I want everyone to just feel it.
Oh,
I want them
to
feel it. Like there will come a moment where you're like, this is it. And you're right. It's everybody will all sync up. And it might be now. It might be 10 years from now. But like there will come a moment where all of our breathing patterns and our heartbeats and yes, our periods will all sync up. And we'll just know it's the time to watch War with Grandpa.
Well, I mean, it'll also have the title song War with Grandpa that Chance the Rapper did for the soundtrack of War with Grandpa. So maybe we'll just like play, like you're just going to hear it. And not from any kind of a radio or CD player.
No.
You're just going to hear it and you'll know that it's time to race to the Blu-ray player. Mm-hmm. And streaming your Roku and on your Goku to watch this film,
or however we're watching movies at that point. Because like I said, it might be a long time from now.
Am I reading this right? This movie's 4.5 hours long. How could that possibly be?
Nothing was left on the cutting room floor. It's all on screen. And I mean, including like where they would cut and like reset and like film scenes again. They didn't edit anything out. They made it kind of like Boyhood, where they've been shooting this movie since Oakes Fegley was born. And he's 26 now.
I would love to talk about Tim Hill.
Oh,
the wow, I want to pivot a little bit.
Really thought we were about to do a question.
No.
Yeah. No. I just want to get this one last thing.
Yeah. Real quick. We'll get to the episode.
Super quick. I want to start the episode very soon. I did want to hit this one last thing about Tim Hill and just go through his film.
Now, who is that?
Like, he's the director of a film called The War with Grant.
Oh, right. Of course.
Yeah. So. Let's pretend we're doing like a maybe this is like our next if we were blank check,
yeah,
we were doing like our blank check mini series. Uh-huh. Here are the films that we'd be enjoying in this series: Muppets from Space.
Cool. Wait, sorry, Justin. Before you continue, are you going chronologically back to front or front to back?
Back to front.
Okay, thank you.
Muppets from Space. Uh-huh. Max Keeble's Big Move.
Good. Ooh, great, good one.
Fun flick.
The SpongeBob SquarePants movie he did not direct, so we can skip that one.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the one of these that I would have wanted to watch.
Fuck, you don't want to watch Max Keeble's Big Move?
Max Keeble rips ass, dude.
Max Keeble is a fine film.
Tears it up every viewing. I've worn out the spindles on my VHS of Max Keeble's.
Here's the okay, so then he's got Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oscar
and Alvin, and then Alvin and the Chipmunks.
All right.
And then Hop.
Huh.
If you remember that one.
Sure. Russell then Brand is a cute little bunny. Firing on all cylinders.
Then Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever.
Whoa.
And then for 6 years, nothing.
Huh. Well, once then, you nail it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then in 2020, he's got both the SpongeBob movie Sponge on the Run and The War with Grandpa. So Tim Hill is back and he's on fucking fire. Yeah.
Can I say, okay, J-Man, when you started his filmography, I was not expecting this laundry list of certified hits.
Yeah.
Huge hits, all bad. Huge
but
hits,
all
though.
Recognizable, though. Which...
Recognizable hits. There's been one thread tying to... I feel like we have probably talked about Tim Hill's movies on this podcast more than a lot of huge directors.
I'm saying we have definitely talked about Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties.
Oh, absolutely. I'm almost certain that it also inspired an episode-long fever dream like the one we currently find ourselves embroiled
in. Well, this is just the intro, Griff. We'll get to the episode. But
we're going to get to the episode.
I'm saying that sometimes you get these and it's like, you know, college Bobsled 3 or whatever, and you're like, what? Who is this person? But Tim Hill has had a storied career.
Yeah.
Tim Hill has also done some amazing work on TV. Welcome Freshman, Rocko's Modern Life,
Holy
Bobby's
Shit.
World,
okay.
Kablam, Action League Now, Don't Mind If I Fucking Do.
Is War with Grandpa really good?
Is it gonna,
what if War with Grandpa fucking rips
what if
ass?
It rips ass right alongside Max Keeble's.
I'm saying
we're gonna look so smart when this movie fucking rips ass.
This you have convinced me. I feel comfortable being swept away in the
Sorry,
I don't think I could say it like that again if I try.
Say it again. Just like
comfortable,
that. Baby.
Comfortable. I'm comfortable in the arms of Tim Hill.
Yeah. To Tim Hill, comfortable.
Could carry me away to Tim Hill.
Where does he go from here? The grandpa's been bad. We've gone to war with him. He's got to be reborn.
The next one's just be love.
Grandpa struggles in peacetime.
No, the next one's just going to be love, grandpa. And people are going to see that and be like, love, grandpa. That sounds a little gross for me. And then Tim's going to have to go on a sort of door-to-door grassroots marketing campaign and be like, no, you pronounce it love, grandpa, like a command.
Oh, love, I grandpa. Thought it was like love, actually.
No, love, grandpa. Love, grandpa. You must love grandpa. You have seen him be bad. You have seen him be dirty. You have seen him at war. We must.
Now you must love grandpa.
You must love grandpa.
Can we real quick, I hate to do this on the show, but real quick, can we just enjoy together the trailer for War with Grandpa?
Yes,
is that like a good use of our time? Okay, give me just 1 second to get it kind of spooled up here
I'm going to do a little Bluetooth pairing. I imagine while I'm doing this, what if I was Ed from War with Grandpa?
Oh, my God.
Trying to do
You wouldn't be able to figure it out. You couldn't do it.
And I was trying to do this. Can you fucking imagine?
Yeah.
You'd be losing it. You'd be absolutely losing it.
I'm already losing it. Just picturing it.
I'm losing it thinking about it. Yeah, it's really funny.
Gotta say, Juice, it is taking you about as long as it would take Salty Ed to figure it out.
I haven't seen him even thinking about that.
Yeah, right?
Thinking about that is fucking busting me up.
It's kind of bringing us all together. Like, our whole family so far loves it.
It really is a total family entertainer. War with Grandpa. This one's got 4.7 million views. More views than anything
Fuck
we've
you.
Ever done in our entire
yeah,
lives.
Nice.
No, it's okay. Here we go. Hold on. It's okay.
Let's do this.
The War with Grandpa official trailer. He's in a grocery store.
Can I help you, sir?
You can help me find Maria.
Oh, Maria's gone. We're completely self-checkout now.
Please scan your item. Please scan your item.
I just did.
Please scan your item. Right.
And then he leaves. He gets arrested.
This can't keep happening.
He hits a mailbox.
You're not putting me in a home.
What if it were our home?
Oh, my God.
Grandpa!
Hi, Grandpa.
Hello, sweetheart.
How's your daughter's place, Ed?
She gave me my grandson's room.
That's Christopher
Walken. How do you like your room?
Kid, look, I didn't want it to be this way either.
I just want my room back. Get away from me!
Jesus. The kid runs into...
I want to put up with this.
Low-hanging.
I demand my room back or else it's war.
Declaration of war. Give me back what is mine or face the consequences.
Okay.
Okay. You got your wish.
It's got a power drill.
That's drying foam sealant. I'm going to get this kid.
His shirt was off in that scene.
Straight. You want me to help you and your buddies to help beat up your grandson and his buddies because the two of you can't figure out some way to live in the same place.
Funny.
Well, when you put it like that.
I'm in.
What?
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 This kind of aggression shall not stand, Semper Fi.
I didn't know you were a Marine.
Oh my God, it's Christopher walking on a hoverboard.
Just saying.
Let's do this.
You even remember how to put those balls?
So you don't need your diaper?
Your so shit's you blowing up, Justin.
They're playing dodgeball.
Why are we doing it this way?
When you have peace talks, you need someone neutral to mediate.
He gave me a cookie.
It is true, a cookie was given.
That is funny,
That's
though.
Good.
Yeah.
That actually is pretty funny.
That's funny.
I think your grandpa might be a ninja.
We gotta end this somehow.
He's falling off on a ladder onto a bouncy castle.
Did you see that?
She said he's dead.
It was Christopher Walken dressed as Santa. This movie, cool.
Okay.
It's so fucking
and
good.
Then here comes the...
And there's a snake.
Yeah, it's like a Godfather thing.
It's like a kind of a Godfather thing.
It's fucking great.
So that is War with Grandpa coming to theaters. What did we say? Let's probably not theaters.
October.
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry. Only in theaters.
Whoa.
So don't even try to see this one. That is going to be, you know, I have been very good about this whole quarantine thing. That is going to be sort of an incredible rigid hell for me. Yeah.
Too tempting.
Yeah, too tempting that people are out there loving this movie, enjoying this movie, The War with
Please,
Grandpa.
Please, no spoilers. Now, listen, there was a moment in that movie, if I'm not mistaken, and granted it was playing clearly through Justin's phone, where Jane Seymour...
Yes, who is the... It's the Maria... I believe, is the Maria that he is actually...
Okay,
like
Justin's putting the, pieces
store.
Together.
She works at the grocery store.
She works at the grocery store.
She and she, they probably will, yes,
okay.
Bang.
But, and she, is she Pete's mom?
No.
Uma Thurman is Pete's mom.
Yeah.
Okay, see, this is why I was confused.
Maria is his sexual
conquest
partner.
Yeah. No, they're gonna pork for sure. Uma Thurman, yeah. I imagine, has no knowledge of this conflict.
That's why
no.
I was confused, because it did sound as though the mother character was like, yeah, let's beat up my son.
I guess it is Salty Ed's lover is
yes.
like.
So they're going to beat up a child as like an aphrodisiac.
They're gonna try to kick ass.
And Jane Seymour says it. She doesn't even, she's not joking.
Yeah.
She says that.
Yeah.
Let's beat up some fucking
That should
kids
be a
one.
Moment where even if you're Ed and you are craving her wave, right? And you have deep beef with your grandson, but then this other human being seems very excited. That's where you should go, like,
Yeah, you should call somebody about that. Man, I would rather old Bob De Niro give me a 4-alarm ass whip and then delete my fucking Minecraft save. I'd let that dude just fuck me up with a 2x4 before I let him anywhere near my Minecraft village.
I love it if he was like a 20-minute scene of him destroying his Minecraft castle, and then Oaks was like, "Yeah, okay," and just reloaded it. Like,
it's cloud. I got a cloud save, my cloud. Dude.
Yeah, it's in the cloud. Dumb dumb.
I was there also a moment in there that was just brushing up against a little stolen valor.
Yeah, a little bit of stolen valor just from Chris Walken. But you know what? Later you see him in a Santa suit. So that's stolen valor twice in one trailer, Chris. Mm-hmm. You sure?
Just gently brushing up stolen valor there.
Yeah, I'm the real Santa Claus.
How dare you, sir?
I need a 10% discount at the movie theaters.
Oh, holy shit.
The real one. Okay, so the most baffling shot of this trailer, if you're watching this trailer, and you're loving it, you're losing it. I don't want to distract you too much from how much you're enjoying it, but I do want to draw your attention to 155, where I'm going to give you a shot-for-shot breakdown because I cannot make fucking heads or tails of it.
Okay.
Okay? We see in sequence, sorry, let me slow down the playback speed to the slowest possible. Okay, so we see a shot of at the top of a ladder is Bob De Niro. He's hanging Christmas lights.
Got it.
He gets shocked by the wire. We see an elf look up from the snow, and Bobby D is falling. Mm-hmm.
Wait, an elf?
A little child elf, probably Oaks. I think it's Oaks. He's dressed as an elf. He looks up and sees his grandfather falling. The ladder is falling backwards into a bouncy castle. And we see a shot of Ed looking very distraught in his Santa cap as he falls, plummeting, probably he has to assume to his death.
Yeah.
Then we see a wide of him falling in the bounce castle. Let's hope it's a stunt double.
Probably, I'm just going to say, a red herring for the trailer.
And then the next shot at the cutaway is someone in a Santa costume landing on the ground.
But it's different.
It's different. It's Santa falling on the ground, and it's Christopher Walken. So this shot has taken us a composite of Bobby D falling into a bounce castle, and then he rises again as Christopher Walken dressed as Santa.
Yeah, it's almost like he died, and then Oaks Fegley had to go and bring the soul back, but the soul got lodged in Christopher Walken, if you will.
Here's the part that fucking does piss me
off. Okay.
Oh, this is my favorite segment when we talk about this movie for an hour.
Listen, just the one thing I'll say.
Okay. This is maybe
2:01 in the trailer of The War with Grandpa, at least on the movie clips upload. At 2:01, we see a scene of Oaks and Salty Ed hugging.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, like, I guess that's how it ends. Thanks. Right? Like, why did we even have the entire fucking war?
Red.
If apparently at the end of it, they're just going to... How am I supposed to get excited about this war with Grandpa if I know it ends with peace?
Justin, it's a red herring. Do not worry. That is something they put in the trailer that will not be in the actual movie because in the end, they mutually assured destruction. This is what I've decided now.
Within layers.
They've both put snakes in each other's beds. And as the fangs sink in and they feel the injection of venom, they will both say, "We weren't so different, you and I." As they stare into each other's eyes and die simultaneously, like in The Notebook.
Now, I hate to continue to ruin this, but Chris, we do zoom out to see that Christopher Walken has been watching this entire scene play out from about 3 feet away, and the camera pans down, and we see in his hand a bottle labeled snake venom antidote.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he says, "I guess it's true. We are all but shadows." Then he walks out the window.
Yeah. He walks out the window.
And he's dressed as Santa, and he falls to his death.
Okay.
Yeah, he walks out the window, dressed as Santa, falls to his death. His fingers, lifeless fingers, uncurl the a bottle of anti-snake venom, and Uma just starts screaming. She knows what's happened. Yeah. She's lost everything.
And this is not the first time this has happened to her, by the way. We find out about this later, but, like, she's already lost an entire extended family to snake-related accidents.
In the distance, there's just a man in a white suit who checks something off of a clipboard and then vanishes.
The shitty thing is, it's not even the snakes aren't even because of the war with Grandpa. It's because the rat chewed through the damn kid.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So we don't even learn that till the end.
Yeah.
Sucks. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We have run out of...
We don't have time for a Yahoo or...
No, yeah. We don't have any time for anything in this one, but gosh, it was a good discussion of the war with Grandpa.
Maybe the best we've ever had.
One of our top discussions. We're going to keep a really close eye on this flick. And what a treat. What a treat we have to look forward to.
This is just a quick reminder. Don't go to movie theaters.
Don't go to the movie theater, even as a fucking goof, to go see this movie and send us your like ticket stub or whatever. Don't do it. Well, okay. If you want to buy a ticket stub and then not go into the movie,
that's
just
fine.
Support this great flick. I'm absolutely into that.
We have to get to the 100-year war with Grandpa.
Yeah. No problem at all. But thank you. Sorry, we'll do Travis, then Griffin.
Okay, we wrote a How to Podcast book, and we just got, like, the first, like, preview copies of it. And listen, I'm not just saying this because it's our book. It's really good. It's like a well-made book. All the pages stay in there, no matter how hard you flop it around. You're going to love it. And it will teach you how to make a podcast that you're proud of. And it's, like, fun and funny. Teresa was reading it and laughing out loud, and it is hard to make Teresa laugh.
Wow.
So
there it is.
You can pre-order.
Made his wife read his podcast.
She chose to, sir.
Grim.
It's called Everybody Has a Podcast Except You. You can pre-order
Not
it.
You?
At
you?
Sure.
I think.
No, it's except.
Except?
Yep.
But would have been better.
You can pre-order it at McElroyPodcastBook.com.
Fucking funny.
Fuck. McElroyPodcastBook.com. It's a total family entertainer. Fun for the whole family. Gotta get this book.
Hey, and thanks
to John Roderick. This book is the new cool.
So thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed, and also to Maximum Fun. Both of these fucking guys are the new cool.
Yep, for sure, for sure.
I almost feel like maybe we don't do a final Yahoo.
Yeah, I don't. I think that's the end of the episode.
No, I can do a movies one. I have a movies one. Here's a final just to cap off our little popcorn bucket to the stars. This was sent by Graham Roebuck. Thanks, Graham. It's a Yahoo Answers user named Aaron who asks, Kevin Smith, if you're out there, after you and Bruce Willis feud, can you still watch and enjoy Bruce Willis movies?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. I can't believe we've done this.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.